Welcome, everyone, to the Quick Sale Home Realty Team podcast. I'm Lloyd.
And I'm Jessica. And yeah, we're speaking today as representatives of Quick Sale Home Realty.
Before we dive in, we really want to give a shout out to our amazing team here.
Absolutely. We've got Ronald Colquhoun and Pete Robinson, both fantastic realtors.
And Marcia Dwyer, who is our dedicated short sale specialist.
Can't forget Sophia Simpson, keeping everything running smoothly as our transaction coordinator.
Right. And Amber Lorenzo, our stager with an incredible eye. Plus Patrick Delliser, our photographer who makes properties shine.
It's a great team. So today, for this deep dive, we're really going to unpack our very own home buyer guide.
That's right. It's called From Dream to Keys.
And the whole idea really is just to simplify what can feel like a pretty complicated process buying a home.
Exactly. We want to cut through the noise and focus on what you really need to know, make it clearer for you.
So maybe let's start with the foundation, what we call the quick sale home realty advantage. What makes us, different?
Good place to start. Yeah. As you'll see right at the beginning of the guide, Ronald Colquhoun points out that our expertise isn't just like hyper-local. We operate across multiple states.
Right. We've got that broader perspective, New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, Georgia, and Connecticut. That multi-state view is important.
It really is. And that reach is built on some core values, things we really believe in.
Yeah, these aren't just buzzwords. Things like local insight, knowing the specific neighborhoods, that's absolutely critical.
Totally. Then there's our extensive reach, basically giving you access to more potential homes. Strategic marketing is key, too, getting properties seen.
And for you, the buyer, personalized service is huge.
Everyone's different, right?
Yeah.
Which connects directly to open communication. We keep you in the loop. Always.
And then, when it's time to make a deal, skilled negotiation, that's crucial. Plus, just knowing you have dedicated support all the way through. It all aims for smooth transactions. We want this to be as hassle-free as possible for you. And, our track record, our proven success, kind of speaks for itself. It's all built on real market mastery.
Yeah, at the end of the day, it's that team approach, plus our dedication to, really outstanding service for every single buyer. That's what sets us apart.
Okay, so let's tackle a big one. A question we hear all the time. Do I really need a buyer's agent?
It's a fair question.
Yeah.
And yeah, the guide addresses this head on. Think of a buyer's agent as your personal advocate, really. Your guide through the whole thing.
We bring that expert advice, the stuff you only get from doing this every single day. Plus market knowledge, negotiation skills.
Yeah, handling all that paperwork. Let's not forget the mountain of paperwork.
Oh, definitely. And that expertise, it saves you time, it can genuinely save you money, and maybe just as importantly, it cuts down on the stress a lot.
Yeah, just imagine trying to do it all yourself, finding all the listings, first off, not easy, then trying to figure out the market pulse, which changes constantly.
And the contracts, the legal stuff, making a mistake there could be really costly.
Right. Plus, negotiating terms, understanding all the requirements, coordinating inspections, repairs, it gets overwhelming fast.
And that's exactly where we step in. We have real-time access to listings. Because we work across New York, Pennsylvania, Florida, Georgia, Connecticut, we've got that broad market analysis capability.
We handle the contracts, negotiate price and repairs for you, explain disclosures, inspection reports in plain English.
And we manage all the communication, talking to the seller's agent, the lender inspectors, keeping everything moving.
So, yeah, we're your problem solver, your advocate, making sure your interests are protected.
Okay, next key piece. How do buyer's agents get paid? How does compensation work? The guide breaks down the three common ways.
Right. Option one is the most common. The seller offers to pay the buyer's agent's full commission.
So in that case, you as the buyer generally don't pay extra commission beyond your closing costs. We always verify this up front, of course.
Then there's option two. This is where the seller offers partial compensation.
Okay, so what happens then?
Well, a few possibilities.
Yeah.
Your agent might try negotiating with the seller side for the full amount, or you might decide to increase your offer slightly to cover the difference. Or you could agree to pay the remaining part directly at closing.
Got it. And option three.
Less common, but it happens. The seller offers zero compensation to the buyer's agent.
Oof. So similar solutions apply there too. Negotiation, adjusting the offer, or direct payment agreement.
Exactly. The absolute key takeaway here, though, is transparency. Talk about this with your agent right at the start. No surprises.
Makes sense. Now, the guide also outlines different service levels offered by Ronald Colquhoun. Three packages, right? With different commissions and services.
Yep. Package one is a 2% commission. This covers the essentials, that initial meeting to understand your deeds, the customized home search, scheduling viewings.
Writing the offer, help with legal docs, negotiation, final walkthrough, kind of the core journey.
Precisely.
Yeah.
And then package two, that's 2.5% commission. It includes everything from package one, plus some really helpful extras.
Like attending the inspections with you, that's big.
It really is. Plus coordinating and scheduling those inspections, overseeing repair checks, reviewing closing documents.
And actually being there with you at the closing table.
Right. Package two also adds weekly email updates, a vendor list, market analysis on specific properties you like, and help getting contractor access.
Okay. And then package three. The most comprehensive.
That's the one at 3% commission. Yeah. Everything from one and two, plus even more support.
Like what?
We handle sending info directly to the title company and lender for processing. We help with the earnest money submission. You get a premier vendor list for inspections.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, and an appraisal upgrade, a property feature packet. We even do buy and need mailers to your target areas.
To find off-market stuff, potentially.
Exactly. Plus, utility info for the new place and a big one. A one-year home warranty is included for peace of mind.
That's quite a range. And the guide mentions custom plans, too.
Absolutely. We know everyone's situation is unique, so we can definitely tailor things. Just talk to us.
Great. So let's walk through the actual process itself. The guide calls it our signature home buying process, like a roadmap, 10 steps.
Step one.
Yeah.
Consult and buyer agreement. This is where we really dig into your goals, budget, wish list. Then we sign the agreement.
And that agreement clarifies our partnership, right? Our commitment to you, how compensation works, it guarantees we're working for you.
Exactly. Step two, lender and pre-approval. Super important. We connect you with great local lenders.
To figure out the budget definitively and get that pre-approval letter, which makes your offer much stronger, shows sellers you're serious and ready.
Totally. The guide actually recommends some specific folks. Eli Weissman and Tani Manegro at Jet Direct Mortgage, that's in the Bronx. Yehuda Shure at Nationwide Mortgage Bankers in Melville. And Akib Hussein at Meadowbrook Financial Mortgage Bankers in Jamaica.
Good recommendations. Okay, step three, begin your home search. This is the fun part.
It is. We set up a customized search based on everything we discussed, your budget.
Using that deep market knowledge across NY, PA, FL, GA, CT, keeping you updated on trends, neighborhoods.
And we use that home feature checklist from the guide here. Helps you sort out the must-haves from the nice-to-haves, exterior kitchen, bedrooms, basement. Everything.
Very useful. Step four, home showings. Scheduling the visits.
Yep. We go with you, look at condition, layout, the neighborhood feel. We're there to give advice, answer questions.
The guide has tips too, right? Take notes, photos, ask questions, check everything, feel out the neighborhood.
Look at the space, the condition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. There's even a little homes tour log example in there to help you keep track.
Smart. Okay, you find the one. Step five, write an offer.
Now we get strategic. Crafting a strong offer based on value, your budget, negotiation points. Maximize your chances.
The guide lists strategies to a winning offer. Competitive price, maybe cash, limiting contingencies.
Escalation clause, possibly. More earnest money. Flexible closing, maybe covering some seller costs, acting fast. Lots of tools in the toolbox.
And the seller can accept, decline, or counter, right?
Exactly. Step six, contract and loan application. Offer accepted. Now the formal stuff.
We coordinate drafting the contract, making sure it's all correct, and help you with that detailed loan application.
Make it as smooth as possible.
Yeah.
Step seven, inspections and negotiations. Time to look under the hood.
We help schedule professional inspectors, and if issues pop up,
we negotiate repairs, credits, whatever works best for you. We represent your interest.
The guide lists different inspection types, general, pest, radon, mold, sewer, chimney.
Lead paint, asbestos, HEAC, roof. Could be several, depending on the property. It also recommends inspectors. Bijou Joseph at BJS Inspection in Williston Park, and James and Michael Cotter at CTR Home Inspections in Bloemfontein.
Good to have names. And after inspection, options are request repairs, negotiate a credit, accept asses, or potentially walk away.
Yep, those are the main paths. Step eight, appraisal and insurance.
Lender orders the appraisal to confirm value, and you line up homeowner's insurance.
Got to protect that investment. And the lender requires it anyway.
Step nine, clear to close and final walkthrough. Almost there.
We work with the lender and title company to finalize everything. Get that clear to close.
Then the final walkthrough, usually a day or two before closing. Make sure repairs are done, condition is the same.
Crucial last check. And finally, step 10, closing and home ownership.
Keys time. Sign the papers, pay the costs, get the keys. Congratulations.
The guide has a great closing day guide section too. reviewing the close and disclosure, gathering docs, insurance proofs, staying in touch, certified funds, the walkthrough. It covers it all.
Nice. The guide also digs into preparing for your home loan more deeply.
Yeah, because financing is so fundamental. We touched on pre-approval, how it shows your borrowing power and strengthens offers.
And the factors lenders look at: credit score, income, debt-to-income ratio, job history, assets.
The guide gives tips for getting ready. Improve your credit score check reports. Pay bills on time. Avoid new debt. Pay down high-interest stuff.
And saving for the down payment. Set a goal. Look into assistance programs. FHA loans might need less down.
Right. It also explains common loan types. Conventional, FHA, VA for veterans, USDA for rural areas, adjustable rate mortgages. Each has different qualification guidelines, you know, credit scores, down payments.
Good overview. And it lists questions to ask your lender, right?
Definitely. Ask about fees, payments, mortgage terms, fixed versus adjustable FHA, VA details, credit needs, points, interest rate versus APR, rate locks. Get clarity up front.
Super important. Okay, so looping back to finding the home, the guide emphasizes using that home feature checklist again.
Yeah, really knowing your priorities helps us focus the search effectively for you.
And tips for touring. Test things like plumbing and electrical, open windows and doors.
Check the neighborhood closely, upkeep, traffic, what's nearby, take notes, pictures, videos. Helps you remember later.
And then presenting the offer is based on market data, comps. Negotiation is often part of it.
Always. The making a winning offer section revisits those strategies we talked about.
And the inspections and negotiate part goes deeper too. Explains the purpose, the typical 10-15 day window.
Lists those inspection types again. Spells out your options post-inspection. Repairs, credit, as is, or walking away.
Then there's title search and insurance. Explaining how the search confirms ownership, checks for liens,
and why homeowners insurance is vital protection, lender requirement, peace of mind.
Clear to close and final walkthrough recaps, getting the final loan approval and doing that last check of the property.
Making sure everything's as expected before you sign.
And that closing day guide seems really practical. It even includes a scheduling your move timeline, doesn't it? Like 4 weeks out, 2 weeks out.
Yeah, helps you plan the logistics. Booking movers, changing address, utilities, packing. All that fun stuff.
Very thorough. Finally, the guide includes recommended resources.
Right. Ronald Calhoun's contact info is there again. Easy to find.
And a list of other service providers you might need.
Yep. Trusted folks for things like remodeling, FS remodeling, core for flooring, bathtub refinishing, electrician Willow Electrical LLC.
Omni Worldwide for video and photo. Charles Leakton Law Office for Real Estate Legal Counsel. All in one design and construction, a general contractor.
AAA Reglazing, Live Offense, INC, for decks and fences, and irrigation lawns and gardens for landscaping, people we know and trust.
That's a helpful list to have.
So wrapping up, this guide from Dream to Keys, it's really meant to be your companion, empower you with knowledge, support you through the whole journey.
And all of us here at Quicksale Home Realty, we're genuinely committed to guiding you, answering your questions, offering assistance, making it a positive experience.
Absolutely. So please don't hesitate to reach out to Ronald Calhoun if you have any questions at all or if you're feeling ready to start.
His number is 718-725-7472.
Or email info@quicksalehomerealty.com.
Website is quicksalehomerealty.com.
And the mailing address is P.O. Box 120327, St. Albans, New York, 11412.
We truly believe your dream home is out there, and honestly, we'd be excited to help you find it.
Call us now.